This is Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader.
Here is Sarah Donkersloot.
Thanks, Jew. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. This morning, my guest is Carol Austin, a medical social worker at Zeeland Community Hospital. She's here to give you some suggestions on how to grow old gracefully and help you think of old in a different way. Good morning, Carol. And, Juke, we said to you, this can be a discussion between all three of us, because at the end of the time here, I'm going to ask if you have a suggestion for growing old gracefully. So you have a little time to think about it. Carol, when we're young and birthdays are a celebration, we look forward to them. But as many people age, birthdays are something that you just don't even say you need to celebrate, or we don't even need to think about the age. Thoughts on that?
I know, and people do say that, and but I personally, maybe I'm not the best example, but I really enjoy getting older. You know, I talk with nurses at work, and we work, of course, with a lot of young nurses who are having children. My children are all adults now, and we're like, and that's why young people have children. You know, we're kind of enjoying that empty nester stage of our life. We're enjoying getting older. You know, have a little more affluence and things like that, but it does bring change to life. And I was going to say, I think especially with women sometimes, it's harder to grow older because young women are more reinforced in positive ways sometimes than when you age. And women typically don't want to tell their birthdays and their age. And I will usually just kind of say up front, here's how old I am, and, you know, here we go. So, but, you know, it does also bring some losses with aging. There's a variety of losses that come as you age.
So you're here this morning to give us some tips on growing old gracefully. What's your first suggestion?
I thought really your attitude about growing old, because that impacts your decisions, your lifestyle, choices you make. You know, a lot of us do see it as something negative rather than positive. We struggle maybe with some of the losses and changes that are involved. You know, people are retiring, sometimes they move, they have health issues. But if you can kind of keep a positive attitude about things and accept the changes that happen as you age, I think that will be a helpful part of growing old.
If you're listening and you would like to join in the discussion and share a tip for growing old gracefully, you certainly can call. The number to call is 395-1450. That's 395-1450. So your first suggestion talks about having a positive attitude.
Yes.
What's tip number two?
I think staying engaged with meaningful things, and Juke here is the perfect example of that. When Sarah asked me to talk about this, I thought of Juke, who has been here. He was just telling us, what's the anniversary coming up for you?
62.
Years here at the radio station. So he has obviously stayed engaged with something that's meaningful and important to him. Other people do continue to work till they're older. Some people find volunteer work rewarding, spending time with family, friends, grandchildren. So just getting out and doing things and still feeling like you're contributing and helpful. And Juke may have some hints about that also.
I think you have to live partly with your memories. You know, if I drive around town, I look at something and it brings back a memory.
Okay. Of something that happened.
Something that happened to me or to us or something. That I recall.
Which, and sometimes, obviously, younger people won't have those memories, won't be able, which is why it's nice to have peers.
They have their own.
Yeah, they have their own. Yeah, like we, you know, talk at work, someone might talk about a singing group from back in the day, and, of course, the younger employees are like, who? Or a TV show, we're like, yeah, we're dating ourselves, aren't we? That we know some of these older memories.
Right.
So, yeah.
Suggestion number three is a very practical one.
I think make a list of things that you want to accomplish. I heard the phrase bucket list for a long time. Again, I think it's related to a movie, and I didn't know what that meant. But essentially, it's crossing off things that you want to do, not necessarily always big things. My husband and I, for a personal example, we enjoy traveling. So we've decided we really can't wait until we retire. And I told him my theory of traveling, because that's important to us, is we need to go when we can walk, talk, see, and remember that we've been there. So, although someone told me, if you forget, you can just take the trip again. Yeah, that's a good point. But so that, have some things you want to do, maybe not big things, try a new food, go a new place, you know, meet new people.
Well, and
like
I think, you know, that's important for anyone. There's a sense of satisfaction if you do have, whether it's a daily list or a weekly list or those things that you can cross off, mm-hmm. because you feel like, you know, you have accomplished something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know that WHTC was very instrumental in promoting our birthday bash for the Historical Society yesterday. And thank you to WHTC for that. It was just a wonderful event. We had people from 3 years old to 90 years old at this event. And it was nice, I'm certain, for some of those people who were older. They had it on their list to go celebrate yesterday with people. And that was something they could look forward to. So what you're saying is, for people out there, write some things that
mm-hmm.
you want to do.
Correct.
You like you say, maybe it's reaching a certain score on Scrabble, or, you know, learning how to use a cell phone, or, you know, whatever it may be. Have that list and then try to accomplish it.
And try and accomplish that, absolutely.
Tip number four deals with exercise and fitness.
A wise mother of a friend of mine told us a number of years ago, and she's probably in her mid to late 80s now, that decisions she makes today about diet and exercise, really, she's planning for 10 years in the future. And I thought that was such a smart thing to say, because health decisions, eating decisions, activity decisions are going to impact you long term. So, of course, take care of your health. You know, go see your doctor. I mean, by the time you reach middle age, even, you should be seeing your doctor. And I know I work for a hospital. This isn't a plug. But you need to see your doctor and get some preventative health care and stay healthy. Get your flu shots. Take your medications. Stay active. Not everyone has to run marathons like you see some older people doing, but you can walk, you can swim, go bowling. A lot of people have bowling clubs they're in. Eat healthy. I know I work in our diabetes center, too, and an important part of that is we will talk to people about their food choices. And I try and say, we're really asking you to make healthy food choices. You know, give up some of the, not all, but, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables and that will impact your body, too. You'll feel healthier and live longer.
I know we've talked about it before, Juke, but you keep active.
Try to.
He looks in pretty good shape to me. So
Walking. Winter, I'm on the treadmill because it's dangerous to walk.
Mm-hmm. Ice is not our friend. Ice is scary.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you wake up on a day, Juke, and you don't feel like walking?
I sit on the edge of my bed and I think, am I going to make it today?
Mm-hmm. And that's the attitude part. I mean, and I personally, I walk every day, every morning.
Yeah.
I have, you know, the things you can put them on your, the bottom of your shoes to walk on ice. So I put those on. Yak tracks.
Yeah.
I go out and put those on. Lightning is the one thing that will stop me, but... And again, some days you get out and you're like, oh, I just don't want to do this. But it's your attitude in that this is important to me and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you look at the leisure chair and you think, I don't know, that looks pretty good. But you got to turn it down for a while.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you do. What's suggestion number five?
Get your affairs in order. Have a will. Have your durable power of attorney for health care. Who will make medical decisions for you when you can't? You know, be realistic about that. Many people, Sarah and I were kind of talking about this on the way over. We moved my in-laws out of their own home a couple years ago, and a house just got to be too much for them to keep up and do. And it took us maybe a couple years longer than it should have to convince them that maybe it was better to move into a senior apartment. But when it finally happened, they were very happy. And, you know, so they were realistic about what they could do. My father-in-law, if he doesn't drive, will stop. And I think there's a call.
We have a call here. Yes, you're online with our guests.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Can we advertise a garage sale on Talk of the Town?
You want the trading post. That comes up at 11:30.
Okay. And also my daughter was wondering, where do you go through for college loans? And her number is, what's...
Okay. Sorry, we couldn't dabble with that call there.
No, that's exactly right. But you talked about getting your affairs in order, how important that is.
It is very important. Have a will, like I said, and get your finances in order. Communicate with your children or whoever is helping you with these things. Sometimes it might be a guardian or a niece or nephew or an extended family member, but where they can find your financial affairs. Let them know, here's my where my checkbook is, here's my savings account, here's so that if something happens, someone's going to have access to those things and can pay your bills for you. We're all fine until we're not all of a sudden, and then it's a crisis. And you need to be prepared for that, especially as you age, you become more frail, and that can happen much quicker. So it's really a gift, I say, to the people helping to take care of you to have those things in order, and so people aren't scrambling at the last minute trying to find things.
And instruct your kids, at least one of them that can take care of that, where it is.
Exactly. And what you want. That's a whole other topic, but that's an important conversation about what kind of life support do you want and, you know, what do you want done if you're failing. So those are important conversations to have, too, so which is part of getting your affairs in order.
Well, and like you say, that is a gift to your family.
It is.
Because you're having those discussions. So when the time of crisis does come, you're not reacting.
Right.
You know that what you're doing are the wishes of your loved one because you've had the discussion.
Right.
Yes, and that puts a burden on your children. If you're not doing well and then all of a sudden they don't know, do they want to go on a breathing machine or don't they? And if your children feel comfortable saying, this is not what my dad would want, it's a much easier decision for them to make with the medical community. And that's, I think, we are all going to die. We sometimes think we aren't, I'm pretty sure, but it will happen. And there can be lots of stages in between that where hard decisions have to be made. And I think that's an important thing to, as you age, to be realistic about that.
What's suggestion number 6?
I said kind of keep learning, stay up to date. I know even I've reached the point where sometimes I feel overwhelmed by technology, but it's important to, you know, learn, get on a computer, learn how to use it, get a cell phone, learn how to use it. You know, some grandparents have gotten them just to keep in touch with their grandkids. They've learned how to Skype or text or whatever. You know, my kids will come home and talk about, yeah, you can just watch TV through the internet and plug your computer in your TV. And I just feel kind of overwhelmed with that. So I can imagine if I was even older and not familiar with computers at all, it would be very overwhelming. But it's important to try new things and keep learning and changing, and kind of keeps you up on the world. And
well, and it also keeps you connected with your family and your grandchildren.
Yes.
My mother-in-law passed several Christmases ago, but what she would do is she would play Words with Friends with my children who were in different areas of the country.
And on
a cell phone? She would do it on her computer.
On her computer.
But there would be times if she'd wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, she would fill in her word to one of my children in Texas. So when they woke up at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock the next morning, it was their turn to respond.
Mm-hmm.
But a wonderful connection that was for my children to have that interaction with their grandmother.
Yes. Yeah.
Tremendous. And what that told them about her keeping active and being interested in their lives. So technology. Last 3 suggestions for growing old gracefully.
I think laughing a lot all through life is important. Sometimes things aren't funny at the time. You know, they are things you will laugh about later. And I will say that to people, yeah, this isn't funny right now, but we'll laugh later. Usually it's kind of catastrophic at the time, but humor helps. Humor helps with coping. You know, enjoy the simple things. You know, be grateful for every day you wake up and put your feet on the floor and move forward and all the gifts. We tend to sometimes focus on what we don't have, what we've lost. You know, maybe we don't hear as well or we don't see as well, but we're still here. We're still going. So just take advantage of that and enjoy that. And then I wrote, because obviously this is a personal issue we're going through, is purge your things. Having cleaned out my in-laws' house, you know, we brought many things home to our house, so now we're going through those things. But I said to my husband recently, it seems like you spend the first 20 to 30 years of your marriage collecting. You know, you get new dishes and you buy furniture and you get things. And now we're at the stage where now we have to get rid of all those things we spent years collecting as we think about maybe trying to downsize to a condo. So I think it's, and I've heard people say, well, yeah, I'm just going to let my kids go through all that. Having been on the other side, I think it's a gift. And Sarah talked about she had to move her parents this summer, too, and probably had to go through some
of that. Yeah, you know, and I can remember, though, I have a memory of my grandmother. When we would go into her house, she had on the bottom of special things, it would be a name of someone. And when she passed, we were able to say, oh, that went to so-and-so, and that went to so-and-so. And really, that was a gift, too, mm-hmm. because it was a gift of love, because mm-hmm. we knew that grandmother had picked that out for us. You know, and she had it in her house till she passed, but then we got it.
And a sentimental memory,
very
too. And those are important
memories.
Things to keep.
Thanks for the tips today. Thanks for listening to Wellspring. Until next week, Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, presented by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader.